Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7's Live Talk, coming to you from the Voice of America in Washington, D.C. This is Thursday, July 24, 2014. Welcome to our women's segment, Women's Roundtable. Asihluzeni bomama. Ngati kurukurei madzimai. Siyalamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje. Asihluzeni bomama. Tinokugamuchirai muchirongwa chedu. Ngati kurukurei madzimai. Zita rangu ndini Praxedes Jeremiah.
Ini ndini Marvelous Mhlanganya huye pano pachirongwa chedu che Women's Roundtable chechipiri.
Eh, so kuluhlelo lwethu olwesibili lolu. Silethe mbalo kuba livike phelileyo. Libe lokulalela okuhle njalo lilukhwabithile uhlelo lwethu. Marvelous. Mbona ngani phakathi kweviki konke la kade lokho esithola ama emails, we're getting some emails, some WhatsApp from friends and colleagues that have been commenting about this program.
Yes, and one of the biggest issue that they wanted to discuss was HIV and AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what our topic is tonight.
Tonight, HIV and AIDS. Yes, we are talking about HIV and AIDS on the backdrop of the 20th AIDS conference, which is going on in Melbourne in Australia. This conference started off actually on Sunday.
Yes, it was
that
actually,
was the official opening.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it ends tomorrow,
yes.
Friday, the 25th of July, 2014. We also have the same problem. This is a global problem that they are discussing at the Melbourne conference. But as Zimbabweans, Zimbabwean women, trunyanya kutarisa, sikhangela kakhulu, okuqondane labo mama abase Zimbabwe.
Ikho
izabe silokhu esikhuluma ngakho lamhlanje uhlelo lwethu. To get us on our radio station or on Studio 7, for those who've just joined us, this is Women's Roundtable. Asihluzeni bomama, ngati kurukurei madzimai. And today we are focusing, as Marvela said, on HIV and AIDS. How it has affected women. Right now, the 20th International AIDS Conference is going on in Melbourne,
yes.
As I said, ending on Friday. So Zimbabwe was also represented in Melbourne. But unfortunately, because of the time difference, we couldn't bring them on the program. We did talk to the lady, Chingandu.
Yes, we did. We spoke to actually a few. The Minister of Health is actually in Melbourne, but he wasn't able to be on the program because of time difference, like we said. But most organizations that are there are saying they are very happy with the representation of the Zimbabwe government because it shows they are committed to making a difference when it comes to HIV and AIDS.
Vanga variko. Ndinotondera kuti Tariro Makanga ariko.
Yes.
Chisikana ichi mainini Chingandu, variko vekusafe AIDS. Vakawanda, abanengi sibili vakona kona ngale eMelbourne. Kotwa ke, unfortunately, kumbe silusizi kuti asenelisanga kuti siba bise lapa ehlelweni. Ngenxa yokubana isikhathi sethu asifanani esangapha eMelika kanye lase eMelbourne Australia. Ukuze lingene kuhlelo. Kuti mupinde muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
And as you know, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through to Friday. But keep the date, ladies and women. Thursday is your day. And today we're discussing on HIV and AIDS.
China, ndozo varacho. Olwesine, hilo, ilanga, lapo esi slazia kona indaba esiphathelane labo mama. On the internet, you can also find us at www.voazimbabwe.com kumbe www.voashona.com kumbe njalo www.voaindebele.com.
The things that we would want to see discussed at this conference are actually issues to do with funding for women's issues, especially sexual reproductive health and rights, and HIV and AIDS. We realize that HIV and AIDS is not being taken as a priority anymore because of other things that are happening.
Oh, Mama, I said, bakhululekile kakhulu ukuthi bahambe bayethesta. I-problem abayawahlangana layo ngeyokuthi i-participation obanabafundi ukuyezinye iy'ndaba zokukhesta. Okuthuka kwenzi ukuthi umama bakuyele ini. Kumbe bangathesta umama kube nzima ukuyisela imiphathina ukuthi sengithesile ngakubandwa.
Mathambudziko atiri kunyanya kuona ndeyekuti kana mutsauko pamari dzinoitwa kuzvirwere zvinhu zvinotarisana nemadzimai zvakanyanya mari inoitwa zvayo asinenge isina kuwanda kuti igone kudavira kudambudziko rinenge riripo pamadzimai tikatarisana nenyaya yekudzivirira nokurapa munoona kuti hongu mari dzakaiswa asina nhasi tichiri kushushikana nekuti pawanitoi zvinokwanisiro zvekudzivirira madzimai zvavanoshandisa variwo vanozvikontrola.
Kune avo vachangotibata tiri muchirongwa ngatikurukurei madzimai paLive Talk paStudio 7. Kulavo avasanda kusixhuma singumsakazo weStudio 7 sisakaza singapa eVOA eWashington DC. Lamhlanje kuhlelo lwethu asiyihluzeni bomama siphatha udaba oluphathelane lengculaza HIV le AIDS. Njengoba khathesi sikhangele kubana kulomhlangano omkhulu we-20th International AIDS Conference owenzakala kwele Australia eMelbourne sikhuluma kanje. Njengokwethe msa kwami ngithe mina nginabo engilabo ecingweni abazingcwethi abangasincedisa ekuhluzeni lolu daba. Silo Dr. Ruth Labode ongu-Parliamentary Portfolio Committee Chairperson on Health. Siyakubamukela nkosikazi Ruth. Linjani mam?
Ngikhona. Sibona lini elisemobhoni?
Kodwa siyayibonga imitshina yabelungu leyi iyasihlanganisa kalula. Thina zvekare muzvare Mary Sanders.
Ndimai Mary Sanders.
Mai Mary Sanders. Tirogamisira yepachirongwa.
Mazvita.
Ava ndi executive director we Women and AIDS Support Network. Vari kuZimbabwe zvekare. Tinakwanisa kuwana vanhu vari kuMelbourne asi ndinovimba kuti Mai Sanders pamwe chete na Dr. Labode muchatibatsira kuti tinge tichinyatsoziya nyaya iyi. Ndochitanga nemi Dr. Ruth. Nzaqala ngawe Dr. Labode. Ukuthi wena ulubona njani udaba lolu nxa sikhanyele ukuthi luphatha njani abesifazana eZimbabwe? Asiqale ngesiNdebele.
Mina ngokubona kwami actually umkhuhlane lo usoluse mama kakhulu nzima. Ngenxa yokuthi na kaningi umkhuhlane obuya lobaba uthi ubone ubaba esegula wena kuthola imuli ngapho sifanele ukuvula ekutheni ejenisa amatamatisi ukuyenza uzomphekela ungamphekela ulise futhi ukuthi umhambi esibhedlela ayithola leyo muntu afanele uyithole. Ikanti wena ungaba lo mnyama ukuthi ube yoke ngitshela umkhuhlane lo ukuthi ufake ngikhaya ukubonakala ngawe uzasenza ukuthi awusigcinekanga njengobaba mayigula wena kufanele uhlele phansi abantu abasengebekele bagcine wena ubaba sengani uyokuthi hlafihla kafuna ukuthi kwazile ukuthi kube mkhuhlane angabona sekunzima kuthatha kubisele ngini. So umkhuhlane lo kakhulu uhlezi emadambela komama
I'm trying to understand in Ndebele what you're saying. I'm not a Ndebele speaker, but I'm sure PJ would translate so we can have a conversation. But it sounds very interesting. No, it's okay. You can tell us, PJ would translate so all our listeners can hear also what you have just said.
Okay. What I was saying that in my Look, it is my personal opinion that actually the burden of this disease, HIV and AIDS, lies solely on the shoulders of women.
Yes.
Lies solely on the shoulders of women because if a husband today, and normally it's husband who brings this disease to the house, and in at least 90% of the cases, when the disease comes into the house, and if a husband shares the symptoms, the wife is likely to go out of her way to start selling tomatoes to supplement your income, to come back from selling tomatoes, clean the house, prepare food for this husband, to ensure that the husband stays alive, take the little money to make some tomatoes, take him to the hospital to have him here cured, but or at least treated for the symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
But it happens the other way, that it is when the husband has broken, but the symptoms first appear in the woman.
Yes. Bearing the burden, most of the burden of this cage. Dr. Labode vanga vachitaura kuti izvo vanhukadzi ndivo vari kutakura mutoro wakakurisisa wedambudziko iri ratinaro. Harisi dambudziko riri muZimbabwe chete, riri dambudziko riri pasi rose, asi isusu tinoda kutarisa kuti muZimbabwe zviri kumbofamba sei. Aiwa, icho ichokwadi. I think ipapo tobva tadeedza mai Sandasi, muri kushanda nemadzimai nyanya vari kumaruva padambudziko irori reHIV and AIDS. Mungatitsananguro mamwe maprograma muri kuita here?
Mazita, isusu kushanda kwedu nemadzimai vari mumaruva, ruzhinji rwavo kuva parudzidziso rwekuti vangagona kuzvidzivirira sei kupave nedambudziko reHIV.
Mm-hmm.
Vangakwanise kurarama vaine utachiona sei, zvii zvavanofanira kuti vaite uye zvii zvavanofanira kuti vasaite. Tinovapazve dzidziso yokuti zvimwe zvezvinhu zvatingange tichiitiswa nenyaya yekuti tiri vanhukadzi, tinofanira kuti tizvitarise kuti zvine chekuita here, pane here pandinopuwa kodzero dzangu somunhukadzi, vochigona kuzvimiririra vachizvitaurira nokusarudza mararamiro avangada kuita.
Tiri ipapo panyaya iyoyo, tanzwa zvemuchitaura kuti mune chirongwa chamuri kupa madzimai ekumaruva zvekushandisa kuzvidzivirira kubva kuutachiwana hweHIV and AIDS, aye anonzi mafemale condom, ari kutambirwa sei?
Kunzvimbo dzatiri kupinda isusu tichishanda nemadzimai, nzvimbo dzakaita seGokwe, dzimwe nzvimbo dzakaita sekuchikomba nemachurumhanzu, ari kutambirika zvakanaka nokuti tinotanga tapa rudzidziso rwokuti zvinokosherei kuti munhu agone kuzvidzivirira. Ndinofunga pari zvino Zimbabwe rese hapana asati aziva kuti munhu akanga akurwara nedambudziko reAIDS zvinoita sei. Zvinonyanya kubata-bata madzimai nokuti ndo vanenge vari vachengeti vevarwere, saka vanoona zvedambudziko iri richivaremera nokuti ivo pachezvavo pamwe vanenge vachitorarama neutachiona. Saka zvinokosha kuti vazvidzivirire, vachengete zvavanenge vainazvo izvozvo chete, kana kutadza kuti vasavoramba vachiwedzererwa utachiona pane hwavanenge vainawo. Kana pane anenge asina, akanga akwanisa kutambira kuzvidzivirira, anoramba wachirarama asina utachiona.
PJ, I think there, Dr. Sandasi is also touching on the point that Dr. Labode touched on, that women bear the brunt of HIV and AIDS. Mm-hmm. So we're actually on the same page in terms of what's happening, especially in Zimbabwe and worldwide.
It's true. Even beyond taking care of our spouses, we are also left as grandmothers. We are also left with AIDS orphans when our children succumb to this disease. Ndinokubatai muromo mai Sandasi kwekanguvana, asi murambe muripo parunare. Pana muzvare Stella Mkliwane po parunare, tinokugashira muchirongwa.
Ndinotenda.
Stella, wapo here pa Ruchirongwa?
Yes, ndiri pa today.
Okay. Kunjani mam?
Ngiyaphila right.
Hayi ngiyaphila. Wena uke wasebenza kabanzi lenhlanganiso ezithile eZimbabwe okuphathelane lalo umkhuhlane. Ungasitshelani owakunanzelelayo ukuthi kuyinkinga njalo kungama challenges ebantwini abesifazane?
I think mina ngawunandelelayo ukuthi kulama cultural issues as much as singawa ignore, but ale a lot of bearing in the fight against HIV and AIDS. Njengokuthi vele ku culture yethu indoda iye e propose to a woman, and then umfazi is always kind of a lesser or a weaker, you know, partner to my relationship. So as much as women empowerment projects and all these awarenesses, but when we come down to it, umuntu wesifazana ngaso kusemacansini akala mandla amaningi, you know, because there are things like now, let's say ufuna ukupreserve whether i-relationship or i-marriage, which we all need, whether we try so hard, you know, we can fight it, but we've got feelings, so we've got that need to be in a sexual relationship.
Yes.
That are still our amandla over a man, you know. Whether we are serenza ule mali, agala mali, ngaso kusemacansini, men take control. Emotionally, they are stronger than us, and it's now even need to have a partner, a sexual partner. Mm-hmm. So because of that, umfazi akalamandla ukuthi, you know what, I know ukuthi it's been all around going condom. Angisho.
Mm-hmm.
It's either you're out of that relationship. Ngaphandle nxa ohlangana le ndoda ezisisayo ewuthanda so much ukuthi la ifuna ukukuprotect. And also, nxa ku-marriage over a long time, abangakabomama who can stand up and say, ngiyakwazi ukuthi kusenza zonke lezi zinto. You know, kathe sokufanele sitshintshe. And kumele ungiprotekthe nami ngiprotekthe. And then we come to the issue of the female condom. And amadoda, they always use that issue ukuthi kutsho ukuthi awungitrusti, you know. And thina, because we want to preserve this family unit and the marriage and everything, we always compromise. So I mean, I think that's the biggest challenge. One, it's a cultural issue, it's a societal issue, and our needs as human beings, which we always need each other, you know. Then umfazi akalawo so much power in a relationship, you know, to call the shots.
Yes.
So that's what I've noticed, ukuthi in terms of infections, you know, we always have that problem as women, because I think we don't have that much power. We need the relationship. So we end up compromising.
Asikafiki esigabeni sona leso sokuthi lathi simisizane labo baba. Zvaanga ari kutaura apa Stella ndezvekuti vanhukadzi hatina mukana wekuti tinge tichimisidzana nana baba, kwete kuti kupikisana navo, asi kuti unge uchisuggestawo kuti ngatiitei zvakati baba. Hatiwanzopiwa mukana iwoyo.
Aiwa, zvinonzwisisika. Maisandasi vanenge vambobata ipapo pekuti madzimai akawanda havasati vawana mukana wekuti varivo vanotora choice yekuti ndakuda kushandisa female condom kuti ndizvidzivirire, nekuti sekutaura kwaita muzvare vari kuti ivo ukadaro unobva wanzi aiwa haundi trust.
Siyabonga kakhulu Stella. Sinethemba lokuba siza kubamba njalo ecingweni ngesikhathi esilandelayo.
Tinenge tine mutereri wokutanga, muzvare Tendai Katekete vari parunare izvezvi kubva kuZimbabwe. Alo Tendai.
Maneru.
Tendai, I was lucky enough to meet you at the AIDS conference in Washington in 2010, but you were not able to go to Melbourne. What were some of the challenges that prevented you from going to Melbourne?
Well, the main matter is that I just couldn't secure a scholarship. I got a part scholarship, but it had no air travel. So at the end of the day, when I tried to look for sponsorship for air travel, nobody was forthcoming to assist me to travel to Melbourne.
And tonight,
I'm happy that we do have this.
No, it's okay. I'm saying that it's an issue that we also spoke to Mai Sandasi about, where she was saying it's not only for individual or organizations, but AIDS programs in the country are facing a huge challenge when it comes to sponsorship. Is that what you're seeing in Zimbabwe?
Yes, yes, yes. And also sometimes we do submit abstracts, and sometimes our abstracts are not also accepted. Because if your abstract is accepted, there are also chances that once the abstract is accepted, you can also get a scholarship. But in our case, that wasn't the case. But at the end of the day, as you know, that the HIV pandemic affects women more than men.
Yes.
And even in the response, even here nationally in Zimbabwe, we have more women who are contributing to the mitigation of HIV and AIDS by men, and we do a lot of work in the communities. We speak with policymakers. We are also at the forefront of advocating for access to treatment.
Yes.
And also creating demand for the prevention of mother-to-child transmission.
Mm-hmm.
And also, as women living with HIV, we are also advocating for voluntary medical male circumcision, because we understand that if we get more males that are circumcised,
yes,
it has an effect on the reduction of HIV infection on women. Just like what the other speakers had already alluded, though I got into this discussion when it was in the middle.
Yes.
It is very difficult for women to negotiate for safer sex. As a result, these strategies that are there, like voluntary medical male circumcision, use it together with condoms, they can also contribute significantly to the reduction of HIV and AIDS. But as a woman who is living with HIV, it's also important that we continue, to create demand for the female condom.
Uh-huh.
It access the price and where women can find it, and we should still continue to give out that information on the female condom. I know the trial for the female condom, it was actually the women in Zimbabwe who did that advocacy over 10 years ago, and I'm one of those, and a few others like Mrs. Sanders, whom I had in the background, who were part of the signatories, who really collected over 5,000 signatures for the female condom. And Zimbabwe has been a success story for the female condom, but we discovered that sometimes it's really not readily available. And there's also this kind of stigma towards the female condom. So we should really continue to push, to continue to educate our communities. And if you also look at this multisectoral approach, whereby we also use people in faith communities to talk about HIV prevention strategies.
Okay, Tendai, I will just ask for you to just hang on a little bit while we go back to Mai Sandasi. Tendai has raised a point that the female condom is not really readily available. What are you doing to make sure that people, especially in the rural areas, are accessing female condoms? Mrs.
Is
Sandasi.
That directed to me?
Yes, Mrs. Sandasi.
Okay.
Kana vakukwanisa kuri shandisa ndiko kwatinotora tichiendesa kana vakonda. Tiri kukurudzirawo makliniki kuti pamakliniki paisiwe mafemale condom. Ivo madzimai vana mukoti vochidzidzisawo madzimai kuti rinoshandiswa sei. Saka dambudziko riripo dzimwe nguva nderekuti parinenge riri pakliniki vana mukoti pano vanowandirwa kana kuti vanenge vasina mukana wokuvadzidzisa kuti rinoshandiswa sei. Saka pamwe rinongozosara riripo. Asi kunzvimbo dzatiri kuenda, ruzhinji rwacho kana tisina kuendako, tinotovatumira vachitofona vega madzimai kuti mazuva ano hatina, titumireiwo, tobva tavatumira vachawana. Kazhinji tinoshandisa mabhazi avanogona kumirira vachitipuhwa zvinhu zvavo. Vari kuvatora sezvakaita pagoko, hapana kana dambudziko. Vanotobva vangofona, tobva tangomirirawo bhazi rinodi rinoenda. Tinoatora kuZimbabwe Family Planning Council, tobva taitumira maanhu ngerikiri makondomu acho ikoko voashandisa.
Aiwa mai, regai ndikubata ipapo.
Yeah. Unkosikazi Sandasi lapha wekhuluma ngodaba lwezinto zokusebenzisa ukuzivikela ekubambeni umkhuhlane kumbe ubamba igciwane. Ukhulume lapha kakhulu, lagxila kakhulu, lokhu elikhuluma lo Tendai, la yogxile kakhulu kuhlelo lolu olokusebenzisa ngwama-female condoms. Abanye bathi bona akunzima ukuthi wasebenzise lawo makondomu ngoba abesifazane abaningi abawazi ukuthi bawasebenzise njani. Njalo abalaso isibindi sokuthi batshele ubaba ukuthi enana singasebenzisa na i-female condom kulokuthi sisebenzise eleni condom. Yikho-ke izinto eziningi-ningi zona lezo esihlangana lazo. Wathi mbuyele-ke ku-Dr. Labode, ngibona lapha ngike ngabala kuthanana na ama-ARVs asatholakali lula njalo intengo yayo ikhanya ngani ikhwelile kakhulu. Wena ubona njani Dr. Labode?
Mina ngokubona kwami la ARV ikhona, mina siyibonile, mina into engiyibonayo emakhaya engabaludungo yikuthi uzathi useklinikhi, amaklinikhi amaningi ake ngabaqalisi ukuthi agcine ama-ARV alibaqalise ukwelapha. Ubufanele uhambe ku-district hospital asikumbe sesiphi example yedinga. Ulubimbi u-75 kilometers away from Dinga district hospital, kodwa lapha kade siqalisa khona i-treatment kuse-Dinga district hospital. So i-access lapha kade sikhupha khona i-distance from facility to facility. Otherwise, mina ekuhambeni kwami ama-ARVs ngawabona, ngabona lifestyle yokuthi ayisefakeseleni. So i-ARV ikhona, but I think ifuna ngani i-ministry babhale incwadi bethi bafundise abomongikazi ema-Royal Health Center ukuthi babe yibo abanearest the people bahle baqalise i-treatment khonapho.
In most cases, Dr. Labode, let's just switch on to English. Some people don't understand in Ndebele, but at the same time, we're just trying to accommodate everyone.
Yes.
The prices of ARVs and the how they are available in Zimbabwe. She was saying they are available. As the chairperson of the health committee in Parliament, she has gone around the hospitals, and you found the ARVs there are there. So, as a country, are you saying they are available?
They are available. There's even a scheme at the National, which is the National Pharmaceutical Company that distributes drugs. Recently, they have a lot of ARVs. But what I said, and they even have started a scheme for private pharmacies. That they don't buy from private companies, they buy from Medfarm, so that the markup is very little, and the person who doesn't want to go to government institutions can buy for themselves. But if you don't mind going to government institutions, ARVs are available free. What I found in our outreach meeting was that rural health centers yes, would not have the drugs, because but at that time, the minister has not yet trained the rural health centers to initiate treatment. So that is where the access is blocked. It's because this rural woman who has come from a central hospital or has been diagnosed and lives in some village which is very far from the nearest district hospital may not have transferred money to go and get a drug. So I think to bring it closer to the public is about also not to increase the number of outreach clinics to reach out to the community.
I think we'll
tiamba kubatha imromo izakubamba umlomo athethela bothi ngicela ubambe ecingweni khona lapho siye kuhlandla lesibili kodwa kwakhathesi wathi sigoxeke uhlelo lwethu lapho esilabo emsakazweni ku radio siza qhubekela phambili siku web. We'll continue. We'll just say goodbye to our radio listeners, but we are continuing on the web. My name is Praxedes Jeremiah
and I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.